At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And with the jailbreak, you know, once again, I remind you, this is national news. This is over the networks. This was on CNN. I saw it on CNN yesterday. It was on Fox today. It may have been on Fox yesterday as well. But this is clearly a national story. It is clearly a national embarrassment for New Orleans. However, I don't think any conventions are going to change their minds based on this display of incompetence in New Orleans. You know, people are kind of used to this, and people don't come here because they want, they want competence. People come here to party and have a good time, and I don't think anybody's going to really change their plans to come to New Orleans as a result of that. That's the good news. The bad news is those of us who live here, we have to deal with this. You know, this is our life. This is our city, and this incompetence is something that is just happens way too often. So, there's six still out there. Six are still on the loose, and I mean, my God, they could be anywhere right now. You know, you think it's easy to get across the border coming into America? It's pretty easy to get across the border going the other way. So, again, they could be anywhere. You've heard in our news that one jail employee has been arrested because he apparently turned off the water to the fixtures. Now, why did he do this? Well, apparently one of the prisoners said, "We're going to stab you if you don't do this." And, you know, you're a custodial worker, and, you know, you see stuff in jail, and you know, there are private moments when not everybody's watching. And yeah, I mean, maybe this guy really feared for his life. So, you know, do you come down hard on this guy because of this? You got to hold him accountable for what he did. But I kind of feel badly for the guy because, you know, you're just a custodial worker and somebody threatens to stab you. And I mean, it's already somebody who's in jail who may have committed murder. So it's not like he doesn't follow through on what he says he's going to do. So, you know, that's kind of scary. Also, you know, why did it take so long to alert the public? Why did it take the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Department? Why did it take them so long to alert NOPD? Here's my theory, and I mentioned this yesterday. I think they wanted to try to keep this a secret. I think they wanted to capture these people before they had to alert NOPD because it was embarrassing. But that proved to be a huge, huge mistake. And, you know, ultimately the buck stops with Susan Hudson, and this is not her first controversial. She's been through a few before. So, you know, we'll talk about this afternoon, and we'll continue to update you on this. If you want to join us with a comment, I mean, how are you feeling about this? again, it's another display of incompetence on the part of our city. And Fox News, I think, was pretty hard on Mayor Cantrell, blaming her for this. You know, I don't know how much she is to blame for this. There are a lot of other people that may come before her when it comes to blame. But, you know, again, this is all part of a bigger picture, which is the tolerance for mediocrity and tolerance for incompetence in our city. But if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right, so I want to talk about this a little bit later. There is a new trend going around. It's mainly involving a young generation. It's called bear beating. It's a new trend that a young generation in particular is doing on public transportation or while on a long flight. Bear beating. It's kind of similar to other recent trends that you may have heard of. Raw dogging and bare backing. People may be doing this around you and you don't even know it, and maybe it's something you should start doing. So we're going to bring you up to date on these new trends: bare beating, raw dogging, and bare backing. It's all kind of the same thing, but different names. And Justin Bieber, very, very simply, he's broken his silence on whether he was a victim in the Sean Diddy Combs freak-offs. He says he was not a victim. But here's what's amazing, and I'm going to want to ask, I'm going to ask some of these people at Bonvenue Bank how this happens. Justin Bieber has just sold his music catalog for $200 million because he has lost his entire fortune. Do you know how much money Justin Bieber had? I mean, I don't know exactly, but this guy was rolling in money. But apparently, you can spend too much. I mean, if you're somebody like this with this much money, how do you get to the point where you've got to sell your music catalog because you have lost your entire fortune? I mean, how does that even happen? You know, for you, for me, that just seems totally inconceivable, but it does happen. And I remember, and I've talked about this on the show before, Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac declared bankruptcy. I forget the year, but he declared bankruptcy. And I forget what the statistic was, but he was spending so much money on cocaine that he actually snorted millions and millions of dollars over time and had to file bankruptcy. I mean, you're Fleetwood Mac and you're also getting all the royalty checks in, but man, he was snorting a lot of cocaine. In fact, I remember when Fleetwood Mac was on tour back in the early 80s, backstage, they had cocaine in a mayonnaise jar. That's a lot of cocaine. You know, I can think of the little vial that Wolfman Jack stole from me at the Stones concert backstage in the Dome. I can think about that, a little vial. They had cocaine in a mayonnaise jar. So, you know, they were all doing a lot of coke anyway. So, yeah, I mean, you can lose a fortune. And, you know, I hope you've never gone through it, but maybe we can talk about whether or not you ever went through a period where you went through so much money and you really have nothing to show for it. All right, I want to remind you about something really cool on Wednesdays now during the summer. AMC Theaters is announcing beginning July the 9th, every Wednesday, all adult tickets are going to be 50% off all day long every Wednesday. That's cool because, yeah, ticket prices are very, very pricey. There is a Los Angeles barbershop, and because of their location, a lot of homeless people have been hanging out in front of the restaurant. I'm sorry, in front of the barbershop. So this is Los Angeles barbershop. Because of the location, a lot of homeless people have been hanging out in front of them. They're playing a song to keep the homeless people away, and they believe that it would work. I think it would work for me. If they continued to play this particular song, I wouldn't hang out there. We'll tell you what the song is. Also, you know, we've heard so much about Bill Belichick, 73, 74, and his 24-year-old girlfriend, Jennifer Hudson. Well, apparently the socialites on Nantucket, they're not happy with this whole relationship. They think that she's She's trying to use him to break into the social scene. Look, it's kind of hard to believe that she is not with him for money, that she's not with him to gain attention and publicity. I mean, I hope she really loves him. Maybe she's thinking about outliving him. I don't know. It's a shame that we think about that, because they could truly be in love. But we do, when there's such an age difference, we do think about that. We think about ulterior motives. So there's Bill Belichick, 74 and 24. Well, now we're learning that billionaire David Geffen, I can't tell you how many artists he was involved in over the years. David Geffen, Geffen Records, you know, he was the founder of Asylum Records, the founder of Geffen Records. He is just a total music mogul and just involved in so many artists over the years. He's a billionaire. David Geffen is 82. His husband, David Armstrong, is 32. They just got divorced. Less than 2 years of marriage. So you see, this is why a lot of people were in favor of gay marriage, because they wanted homosexuals to experience the pain that some of us have experienced in divorce. I mean, why should they go free and not experience that pain? So, here's a case where this gay couple gets married, and less than 2 years, they get divorced. And guess what? No pre-op. How could David Geffen not do a pre-op with this young buck? That's just amazing. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, I saw video of the world's first mass-produced flying car. It's going on sale early next year. I mean, it's amazing. This thing just takes off the ground, and this guy's flying around. It's really amazing. I mean, it's going to be very pricey, but it's going to go on sale in early 2026. Now, if you think there are bad drivers, what about bad flyers? I mean, if you get into a fender bender in the sky, it could come crashing down to the ground, and you're dead. So are you going to have a pilot's license? Because there are things like, you know, when you learn to fly, you have to learn how to recover from a stall. I mean, what if the car stalls? And I don't mean the engine stalls. I mean, like, you know, if the angle of your climb is steep enough, there's no more lift on the wings, and they start to shudder, and then the plane goes down. I mean, you know, when I soloed at 16, and I think it was my third lesson, I learned to get out of a stall. And so, I mean, there's a lot of complication that goes along with this, but just the idea that the people out there driving could be flying is a little bit scary to me. And also, there are a lot of people who were watching American Idol, the season finale, and they hated Jessica Simpson's performance. Yeah, we'll talk about that. I don't know why people think she's so hot. I don't get it. I know everybody can be attracted to whoever they want to be attracted to, but I don't get the whole Jessica Simpson thing. All right, Ian Hocus, our senior producer, he is back at the controls in the studio. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing today?
All right, good.
You look good.
Well, you know, there's good. Also say, there's you know, a
look at the Zoom video. You see?
Yeah.
You see me? It's not.
Yes, I do.
So I've got it set so that the background is on a blur, right?
Yes, it is blurred out. It looks very artistic.
Well, thank you. The problem is that it's also it's cutting off the hair on the back of my head that usually disguises my quickly receding hairline. It's not a great look on the Zoom, if I'm being honest. I wish I had a hat.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't even see that. I just see you as a person.
Well, thank you.
No, I just see you as a person.
Well,
I get picky. I mean, I can look at this. I can look at this video of myself and go, yeah.
If I turned off the blur on the background, then maybe, it wouldn't look quite like this way. But, whatever. We're all here to do. We're having a great show.
Well, you make the decision. With the blurred out background, it looks, artsy.
I was actually thinking I might just shave my head this summer. I might just go full chrome dome.
Well, there are a lot of people who do that. And, that is a look. That is a look. There are people that do not have a receding hairline. They're not balding, and they shave their heads. That is definitely a style. It is definitely something that people do. It's a look.
Yeah, and I can grow a beard too, so I know I'm lucky. I can get away with it because I can grow a nice full beard.
Yeah. See, and there's a guy, Boris Sanchez might be his name. He's an anchor on CNN, and he's bald and has a beard. And I think the guy's really attractive. I think he looks good. All right, let's see. I guess we ought to get to a break here. And when we come back, I want to talk to one of the officials here at Bonvenue Bank. Yeah, we're live on the North Shore in Mandeville. And if you want to stop by, you can stop by. Jason Smith is the president and CEO of Bonvenue Bank, and we'll talk to him. But, this is... this is a really state-of-the-art bank, and we're going to be talking about that this afternoon. And I want to tell you that if you are really secure and settled with your bank, maybe you shouldn't be, because maybe your bank is taking you for granted, and there might be a reason to change banks. You might not think that there's anything wrong, but maybe it's not as right as it should be. And Bonvenue Bank may be the answer. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. And when we come back, we'll have another update on the escapees, six of them still out there. Yeah, we're surrounded by money here. I don't know where the money is. Ever walk into a bank and you never see any money? It's all in the back. I wonder how much they have. They probably don't want to talk about that. They don't have all their money's not here, because a lot of it's invested. All right, I'm Scoot. We'll be right back.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. You can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WWL. It's always fun to be out on location, and we are live on the North Shore in Mandeville. It is the grand opening of Bonvenue Bank. This is on the East Causeway approach. It's in the shopping center with Rouse's. They had the ribbon cutting at 11:30. The place is pretty crowded. They've got food, and it's just been great. If you want to stop by and say hi, please do that. I always say when I meet you, I get a chance to put a face with the audience, and when I meet our listeners, I actually envision your faces while I'm doing the show. So it's really comforting for me to see who you are and to get a chance to say hi. So we're, again, East Causeway Approach at Bonvenue Bank in the shopping center with Rouse's. Jason Smith is the president and CEO of Bonvenue Bank. Jason, welcome to our show.
Hey, thank you very, very much. We're glad to be here. So glad that you guys had some time to come out and spend with us this afternoon to celebrate this special day.
Yeah, I heard you just had a great crowd for the ribbon cutting at 11:30.
We did. You know, the great weather, great turnout, and we probably could have fit some more folks in here. I don't know where we would have put them, but the place was full, so Mandeville Community, St. Tammany was really good to us today. We're excited.
All right, Jason, you're president and CEO of a bank. When you were young, did you try to, find your dad's secret ledger and kind of look at the budget and try to sneak in, look at some of the pages there of the ledger?
No, I don't know that my affinity for banking started there. Both my parents were educators, but the opportunities that we have to be bankers, I recognized that pretty early, that was special. And so to be able to have an opportunity to lead our company into its vision of being a statewide company has been really special.
Did you start off as a teller?
I did. There was the former Red River Valley Bank in Bossier City, Louisiana. And my first job there, I was teller, and I would take the trash out in the evenings, and just whatever they needed us to do, then that's what we did. But it was a special time.
So you kind of felt this feeling about maybe this could be your career?
I did. I don't know that I understood everything about banking when I started, but I knew that it was a special industry and really had some great opportunities to meet folks. Make an impact towards the community, and it's been that's the experience I've had.
From the teller's perspective, what's something strange that customers do on a regular basis that bug you?
Sometimes they don't understand the importance of us wanting to get to know them and their identity. Fraud is rampant in our industry and everywhere, and so we've got procedures in place where we try to protect our customers, and sometimes they just don't see it like that. Sometimes they see it as an aggravation, but they eventually come around.
Yeah. All right, I want to ask you a question. Justin Bieber, you know who Justin Bieber is?
I do. I have two daughters.
Oh, you know.
That grew up with Justin Bieber. Okay. So I know him well.
I don't know the figure, but you can imagine how much money he had. Mm-hmm. Now, he's just sold his entire record catalog, his entire music catalog, for $200 million because he's lost his fortune. How do you lose that much money?
Well, Scoot, that's a tough one. I'll keep it simple. There are ways, there are things that people can do that don't have a fortune the way Justin Bieber has had it, that are simple things, saving money, living frugally, not living above your means, that over time, if you save a little bit of money over a long period of time, it adds up. I'm fearful that maybe in his case that he would think that gravy train would last forever, and spending more than he needed to, and then that's the shape that it got him in.
All right. So for average people, some people who might have a little money, or maybe they've just gotten a raise or a bonus, or they, maybe a parent passed away and they have life insurance money, a lot of baby boomers in particular have gotten rich because their parents left them homes and their parents had life insurance. Not everybody, but a lot of people did benefit from that. What's a basic mistake that a lot of people make when they come into a little money when it comes to spending?
Well, you know, when they treat it like a windfall, it's going to go away quickly. But I think if folks will take the long view and look at setting some of that money aside, and maybe you want to take some of it and do some different things. But if you take the long view with an investment strategy, or when you come into wealth like that, you're not going to ever regret that. You're not going to regret setting some aside. Whether it's just in case money or if it's a lot of money, investing it, but being mindful that it's you're not just living in the moment, but you've got an opportunity to do something that's life changing for a while.
Yeah, I know that's difficult for a lot of people because you've been kind of struggling and you just come into this big amount of money and it's easy to maybe spend a little too much. And I've also heard that a lot of winners of lotteries, a lot of big winners, they lose all their money because they suddenly try to start living among millionaires. Mm-hmm. And those millionaires work to get that money. They know how they got it. They know how to get more. But these people who win these lotteries, they didn't work to get that money, and yet they're trying to live at this different level.
You know, we've all heard the phrase, easy come, easy go. And yeah. So I think it falls into that. When you work hard for something and it doesn't come easy, then maybe you have a little bit more appreciation than something like the lottery. We don't recommend that you bank your future on the lottery. We want to support the lottery. It's good for our state. But on the flip side of that, don't spend your first and last dollar on that.
We're talking to Jason Smith. He is the president and CEO of Bonvenue Bank, and that's where we are. The brand new location, it's East Causeway Approach, and we're in the shopping center with Rouse's, and you know, those of you on the North Shore know where that is, and this is really a beautiful bank. A couple of years ago, Jason, the banking business didn't seem to be that solid, and banks that seemed to be solid were not. How's the banking industry today?
We're excited about where the banking industry is, particularly in the last the last few months in pockets. We're seeing a lot of economic development. We're seeing a lot of opportunity to put loan funds out into the markets that we serve, and that's good. That's great. The more opportunities that we can provide through lending, providing capital for businesses and even nonprofits, puts that money back to work in the communities, and it just has a real sustaining effect on those communities.
What mistakes did the banks that went under make?
Scoot, you put me on the spot with that one. You know, liquidity is always an issue, and I think coming into the pandemic with historically low rates, and rates had been very, very low for a very long time, that as rates started to rise, there were a number of companies that weren't properly positioned for rising rates, and that's what made it difficult. It wasn't an asset quality issue, which in when we've had challenging times in the industry in the past, it's usually bad loans that make bad banks. But in this case, it was more a function of the interest rate environment we had been in, and how rapidly it changed.
All right, what about the penny? Is it time to get rid of the penny?
I'm a fan of the penny, so I'm going to say let's hang on to it. But I think cash. You know, we hear an awful lot about crypto and about alternative currencies and those kind of things. But I think cash is here to stay, at least in our part of the world for a while.
Right, this is the way I look at the penny. Now, nobody's talking about getting rid of the dime, but if you've got 10 pennies, you've got a dime. I mean, I'm no financial genius, but I figured that out.
But that's pretty impressive. So come on down to Mandeville Bank and change all your dimes in for pennies, because Scoot said so.
No, I just you know, when you're a kid, you just feel like you have more money when you got all those pennies. But if you save up your money and you go to like the stores and they've got those machines that convert it into dollars, it's amazing how much that adds up.
You know, that's an example of a savings program. When we do financial literacy for kids, we always try to reinforce that a little bit of money saved over a long period of time adds up. And so if you have to get the money out of the changed pocket in your mom and dad's car,
yeah,
then do that. But anything you can do to save that first dollar, to learn the habit as young people, is they learn the habit of savings. That's one of the better habits that they can have for some financial flexibility as they get older.
All right, so we have a lot of younger Zoomers, millennials, but especially Zoomers too, are listening to the show. And a lot of talk shows don't really talk to Zoomers, but you know, we talk to them as well. What advice do you have for somebody who's just kind of starting out? And I know you talk about savings, but that's not easy to do all the time.
No, it's not easy to do. And the best way that I can tell folks to do that is pay yourself first. You're going to have, you have all these other bills that you have a responsibility to pay. But if you pay yourself first, and then you worry about your rent or your house note, and then your car note, and all the other expenses that you have, then you don't have to worry about running out before you put it back yourself. And then every time you get a raise, or every time maybe you come into some extra money that you weren't expecting to, if you'll always be disciplined enough to save that, then over time a little bit of money adds up to be a whole lot.
I wish I would have had that advice a long time ago. All right, Jason Smith, President and CEO of Bienvenue Bank. Thanks for being with us. And look, welcome to this brand new location. It's fabulous.
Hey, look, thank you guys for coming out. It means a lot to us that you would spend the afternoon with us.
We're happy to do it. Let me ask you one more question, though.
Don't ask me a Justin Bieber question.
Okay, I won't.
That set me back.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I just, you know, wanted to have like an... I didn't want to be like a typical interviewer who's going to interview a guy who's a president and CEO of a bank, you know? I mean...
That was good.
I'm known for my interviewing. Hey, by the way, do you have any groupies? You have any groupie stories? I always ask that.
Not that I'm going to tell on this station.
Okay, I love it. So yeah, if you're a banker, you can have groupies too. Okay, but no, here's a question. Why should somebody might be comfortable with their bank? Why should they consider moving to Bienvenue Bank?
I will tell you. Look at the investment that we're making in this community here in Mandeville. You may have heard me say this before. We can only be as successful as the customers and communities that we serve. And we want the Mandeville community, we want St. Tammany Parish to be able to realize its potential. And we're passionate about that success. And if they can join with us and help us with that, then it would be a benefit to all of us.
Great answer. All right, Jason, thanks for being with us. And look, you did a great job with the Justin Bieber question.
Thank you.
All right. All right, we're going to come back with more. Yeah, we're live at Bienvenue Bank. It's the grand opening of the new location, East Causeway Approach in Mandeville, in the shopping center with Rouse's. We're over on the backside there, so you know you can find us. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we're coming back with more on WWL.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every hue from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hell yeah, it's money that matters, and we're at the grand opening of Bonvenue Bank, East Causeway Approach in the shopping center with Rouse's, and this is just a spectacular state-of-the-art new bank. You know, there are a lot of reasons why maybe you should consider changing your bank, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. All right, stopping by and joining us is a guy who called the show the other day, Rudy with Good Guys Tree Service. Hey, put the headphones on Rudy. Rudy, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, you got to scoot.
All right, wait, we got to get your mic up. Thanks for coming by, Rudy.
Yeah, you're welcome, Scoot. Right. I always had to listen to you, you know, and then I just happened to be coming from Baton Rouge this way to my house.
All right, how's the tree business?
It's phones ringing right now, you know what I'm saying? It's getting ready to be hurricane season, so everybody's trying to prepare. Or we've also had a bunch of trees dying, you know, with beetles or scales, but... phone rings, man, you know, I try and get to all my customers. Sometimes it takes me a couple of days, you know, but I always like to make contact with them.
Can you look at a tree and tell about how old it is?
Yeah, it depends on what kind of tree it is, but the native trees to Louisiana,
yeah,
absolutely.
Like the oak?
Yeah. Like a live oak, I can tell, and water oaks, pin oaks, you know, by the size you can cut them and look at the rings and everything, but you can just about guess. And the biggest ones I've seen are at Manresa. I go there, spiritual retreat, I mean, there's one that has to be 400 or 500 years old.
So what do people need to think about and look around and think about when hurricane season is approaching in terms of trees?
They absolutely want to check the health of the trees, but also if you have trees that are close to your house or branches over the roof, you're going to want to take those out, you know, and prepare yourself, because when the storm comes and those branches are hitting your roof, you know, you're going to have damage, and then you're going to have to call me, you know, and come get the limb off. And, yep.
All right, hang on a second. All right, Charlie, come back.
I'll be here till 4.
Huh? I'll be here till 4.
Okay.
Yeah. That's Charlie.
I gotta go.
All right, come back. All right, good luck with that. And come back. I'd love to talk to you if you come back in time. All right, because Charlie used to run 4141 back in the day when, like, things were crazy back in the 80s. It was nuts. I was there. I was there. It was crazy. All right, Charlie, if you get back, I'd love to talk to you. All right, I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, man, Charlie ran 4141 back in the day, and it was crazy. All right, Rudy, this is a Good Guys Tree Service, and you take care of people's trees.
Absolutely. Licensed and insured. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you're licensed and insured.
Yeah, and I've been doing this since 1999. Not licensed and insured until 2018 is when I got my license and opened up my own business.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I'm a small outfit right now. You know, I have a machine and I have equipment, but I'm not like these big guys out there. I try to get to my customers when they call, but.
Look, I respect people who are starting a business. I respect people who go out there and work hard, and I appreciate that you're listening to our show. And
all the time.
You know, you stopping by, you know, I put a face with the audience.
That's
so
right.
Get to
now
see
I know
what the audience
Scoot
looks like. Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right. Well, you don't have to tell anybody.
Right. yeah, man.
So, I don't know. Let's see. What questions do I have for a tree?
And then if you have something like some 24 hours a day, you can call me because I have lights and stuff. Say a storm comes through, a small storm, knocks a branch on you, and you got a hole in your roof. You know, you get that out and then get tarped up so that I can get more damage into your house.
Do people have the responsibility of looking to see if there are trees that are too close to wires? That maybe they want to trim that?
The service, when it comes from the main line to the service pole, you know, at your house, you're kind of responsible for that. The parish, I believe, and the power company do the power lines.
Okay.
It's sad they chop them sometimes, you know. It looks like they've got a beautiful tree on the right side, and the other side is just missing, and there's power lines there. You know?
Are there times, Rudy, when there's just like a beautiful tree, and you hate to cut it down, but you have to?
Absolutely. I mean, the customer's always right.
You get sentimental about the tree?
Yeah, I do. I was on the forestry team in Franklinton, so that was fun identifying trees, and I just happened to fall into the tree business. But yeah, it live oaks are a beautiful cypress tree, or, you know, but... It is what it is.
Would you describe yourself as a tree hugger?
A tree lover.
A tree lover.
Not a tree
hugger. Because that's a crazy
liberal. Right. I will definitely try and coerce the customer into keeping the tree. But if they're putting in a swimming pool or something like this, yeah, you know, it's got to go. And I'm the guy to do it. So
it's poor tree, man. A tree's got to go down. All right.
One thing. I just come from a funeral. I'd like to give a special... prayers for my Uncle Herschel, who passed, and we actually did his service today, and that's what I was on the way back from.
Sorry about your loss. Rudy, thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely, and it's very nice to meet you.
All right, thank you. Nice to meet you, too. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, let's see where it is. On this day in 1989, oh, no, wait a minute. That's the wrong thing. All right, sorry. No, that's going to be next hour. All right, I'm Scoot. We are live from Bonvenue Bank, and we're talking about banking and a lot of other stuff, and we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 2012, Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees passed away from, it was basically colon cancer, also related to his kidneys and liver. He was only 62 years old, so that was sad. I think we're still down to just one Bee Gee, and it's Barry Gibb, who I think is still alive. And, you know, a long time ago, they moved to Miami. I forget. I think it was Barry who moved first, and he called the guys back in London, and he said, guys, you know, get here. You need to come here. And also, I'm being corrected here, and in our interest of being as accurate as we possibly can, it's Rougarou, not Rougaloo. See, I thought it was Rougaloo, but it's Rougarou, which just sounds weird. Rougarou. Sound like Bodilburu. All right, I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming back on WWL.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.